Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Kelly Grant, the Gruntmaster.
Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Jason Andrews, the king of the upside-down Twitter pick. And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Happens.
Happens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that scary stuff on Bravo that we're just too spooked out to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender, and joining me is the horrific, the scary, the grotesque Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Bricks Bachelor Podcast.
No ball in house, go go.
If you listen quietly, you will hear the sound of a ghost of a ball in house, go go.
Go go. To celebrate this wonderful Halloween Real Housewives of Orange County episode, we shall invite on our special guest, the ghost of Deco.
The welcome, ghost of Deco.
Ghost of Deco got hurt. I think the Ghost of Deco stubbed his toe.
When I heard that Ghost of Deco clip, I saved it up for Halloween.
Oh!
Spooky. The spooky sounds. Deco haunts these walls with his hurt.
Oh!
Oh, Deco.
Deco.
I would like your permission to have some Halloween candy.
Hi, everyone.
I love Halloween because we started Halloween in Armenia.
Armenians were first to believe in Halloween.
Armenians were the first to give Jesus a baby Ruth.
Armenians created $100,000. Is it $100,000 or $1,000,000?
I don't know, but I love that Peggy would be into the $100,000 bar.
Because they only come out at Halloween. Like, wait, what is this candy?
It is Armenian Halloween candy bar. We bring it out on Halloween.
It's called respect.
Ooh, I just heard something. If you listen closely, I think there is actually a ghost in my house. If you listen very, very closely, you might hear the sound of it. Shh. Oh my god. Was that? It's Landon. Landon is haunting me.
boo!
Wait a second. What is that noise I'm hearing?
Me and Miss Jill, the daffodil, has it, honey.
Ooh.
Married to ghost medicine.
What a spooky but convoluted ghost sound.
Being a ghost with medicine.
I believe in you, Miss Daffodil, honey.
So what we're doing about the band this week, then?
Yeah, I think we should have a meeting, yeah.
Was that the ghost of Dobby?
That was the real ghost wives of Shesha. Dobby. Dobby. I can't do it. Damn it.
The good news is that while it appears that our podcast studio has been possessed by many spirits, I have called in a very special medium to exorcise the demons of this house.
So how sad that we're going to be celebrating
somebody else's. Yeah, when, the same day that we hear about our friend's split.
So upsetting.
I know.
Exercising what little brain power Camille had left that final party.
Camille was, she was trying to exorcise the demons, but Mauricio just sort of took over. And
Mauricio was just telling the demon what to say the whole time.
The power of Christ.
Half of that? You mean the house? Yeah, you mean you're going to go into the house and you're going to hide from the children?
You're gonna
touch
and then
children,
you're going to scare them when they come out?
And
you're going to say boo?
Say boo. So,
and then you're going to give them candy?
So
okay,
scary.
Good. Glad we talked.
It compels you.
I do have to mention one last thing before we get into our show, that as it is Halloween, it wouldn't be a Halloween without a full ghost possession, and it appears as though Dorinda may have been possessed.
Boy, she does know she's doing better than she knows what she's doing.
Oh yeah, I think we have to. Someone has to.
It's her mixed with a little Carol Channing, you know, just like doing a little freestyle after a dinner theater show.
Maybe wait, hold on, Ronnie, will you hold my hand so we can do a séance? Will you hold my hand?
Yeah, okay. I'm holding it.
Here we go.
I'm not going to sit there on a bunch of sand. Bring your stuff and stand around.
Well, Ramona does not want to exorcise the demons.
Who are you to get me wet, ghost?
I'm not going to go to a haunted house, okay? I once went to a haunted house with a little girl, and I thought it was very scary. And I thought, how are they ever going to sell this house on the open market, okay?
I got slimed, okay? Let's face it. My face is covered in slime.
Whoa, this one time when I was a little girl, I got very scared and someone said, well, who are you going to call? I said, I'm going to call Ghostbusters. And Geraldine Parsonsmith says, you're not going to call Ghostbusters because you don't even know how to use a phone. And to this day, I still have never called Ghostbusters every time I see a ghost. I'm sorry, but let's face it, I'm not going to call Ghostbusters, okay?
Who are you going to call? Let's face it, not Ghostbusters.
This one time, Slimer threw spaghetti at my mother.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you going to call? Let's face it, not Ghostbusters.
You know what you should do? Instead of calling somebody, you should have gone around that way. You could have broken your arm, okay?
That marshmallow man stepped on the Empire State Building. Like, he should have gone the other way. The stairs over there.
Hey, Marshmallow Man, take a Xanax. Take a Xanax. Calm down.
I love that no matter what we start with, all roads lead back to Ramona. Just not understanding a holiday.
Well, because Ramona would be the person to be like, look at that man. I'm at Tavern in the Green right now trying to enjoy a nice dinner with Mario. And there's a man up against the window. His hands are against it. And it looks like a monster has come and attacked him. He's saying something about being a keymaster. I don't understand it. How could you be a keymaster? If you had a key, you entered the restaurant, okay?
Okay. I have three different trick-or-treat pumpkins. One has candy, one has four lines, and one is empty, just waiting to see if some cute man at the bar sees me and says, that thing is empty, she looks thirsty.
Who is Zool? I don't know who Zool is.
Well, welcome to another day of Watch What Crappens. Yeah. Real Housewives of Orange County Day. We're already in a loopy mood and we're just starting out this day, but mm-hmm. Hey, give us a break. It's Halloween, and it's San Francisco week. Party!
And it's also the very last day of all time that I'll be podcasting from this apartment. Wah, wah, wah. Isn't that scary? Wah, 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 wah.
I'm going to miss you, old apartment.
I hope everyone's excited for new acoustics and new background sounds from the neighbor. I don't know why I'm talking to Ramona for this part, but like... Let's face it, okay? Don't move. Don't.
Oh my God, you're gonna move, go to San Francisco, then Mexico, then come back here. We're loopy now.
And
we're
I'm
not
also
gonna,
saying
we're
Hamilton
not gonna
in the
make any
of it.
Damn kind of, oh my gosh. I'm my saying, name is Alexander Hamilton. It's Alexander Hamilton.
I'm seeing Hamilton tomorrow night. But you know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not going to take a selfie of me with the stage in the background holding up a playbill being like, I'm at Hamilton. Like, congratulations, everyone. Like you think I care if you're holding up a playbill that says Hamilton?
It's different when you do it.
Watch me do it anyway. And I think that's the true spooky thing, is that you become possessed when you're there and you're like, I'm seeing Hamilton. I'm actually really excited.
Oh my God, that's going to be so good. Well, it's a very musical week here on Watch What Crappens, because we saw Little Shop of Horrors this week.
Yeah.
The re-release with the original ending, so we can't stop singing things to each other. So, sorry!
Yeah, if we wind up singing this week, just bear with us.
Yeah, you'll deal. Okay, guys? It'll be okay. But for today, we're in the very spooky town of Flingerdungenhagen.
Flingerdungenhagen. West. Flingerdungenhagen West.
And we don't know what's going to happen with Vicky. Will Vicky be back? Will her ghost be back? Will Vicky be charged for that robe she put over her head to take out of the hotel?
Will Puppy the Buffalo come back to save her? I loved the way this episode began, because obviously last week Vicky was like sweating, her hair was matted down. She's like, So this week the music was like dun 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 dun, and they're showing all these cutaway shots of like glaciers and fjords. Like, uh-oh, serious glacier time. Like, this glacier means business. There's a heart attack happening somewhere. Dun dun dun. Waterfall.
But it was very like Pee-wee's Big Adventure themed. It was like dun 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 dun. Like, whoa, it's like they got the whole orchestra from Desperate Housewives. Over here, like the whole Simpsons orchestra, just like,
and then Pee-wee's bike just rolls by. So Vicky is being attended to by a doctor named Gubjotjur. I don't even know how to say his name, because it involves a letter that's not part of the English language.
Well, you can't say it because everybody has an Alexa now, and you don't want IKEA just automatically ordering you a bookshelf.
Actually, I could use that. I am moving tomorrow.
Okay, Dr. Fliegenot.
His name is spelled G-U. Then there was like a strange letter that looks sort of like a, like it sort of looked like a D that had like wilted, and then someone stabbed it.
Yeah.
And then it was
they're like, we love the alphabet because it helps us spell, but it doesn't make it sound right. We kill the alphabet.
Yeah, it was like someone stabbed the D and it slumped over. What a spooky letter for Halloween.
I think it's better that Americans are so ignorant, because we just made up our own shit. We were like, yeah, let's take all these normal letters in the world that are thousands of years old and just change them to be American. Let's make them look less stabby. It's like, we're the ones who confuse the rest of the world, and we're the ones complaining. Like, their letters are weird.
They're so weird. But you know what? To be fair, I once took a historical linguistics class, and there's like a lot of things that happen with languages over the years. Anyway, so Vicky's like, my heart. And then Tamara pushes her way in, and I'm sorry. She doesn't push her way in yet, but Tamara's out in the hallway, and she goes, like, she's having an anxiety attack, because why?
Yeah, bah. And Kelly's like, I had one when I saw her take out our poop. It was disgusting. You should have seen that thing coming through the hose. You want to talk about an anxiety attack? And Tamara's like, I don't even get it. Vicky, anxiety? Why, Vicky, why? And the doctor is totally on her side, because he's like, hello, Dr. Vinden Flugendugen. And she's like, hey, do you like to whoop it up, doctor? And he's like, what is wrong? Like, no one is believing Vicky at all.
He's like, let me listen to your heart. Hmm. It just keeps saying, whoop, 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 whoop. Is that normal?
No, it's not. It's supposed to say, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. Someone put a pee in there. I'm dying. I'm dying of the pee. Dying of the extra pee.
He was so bored. He's like, are you in pain? Do you have any conditions? And she's like, I'm not in pain. So he's like, of course, he's like, well, this is probably not a heart attack. So she's like, I'm under cardiologist care right now. I'm like, no, you're not under cardiologist care. You went and you visited the cardiologist, and he's like, yeah, you know, take it easy.
Yeah, and that was like the guy who works at Nathan's Hot Dogs anyway. Like, who do you think you're kidding?
So the doctor was getting the best part. So Peggy is there, and Peggy really was like very, I admire what Peggy was trying to do, but she was just getting in the way. But she was just like, can you please tend to her? Can you please tend to her? And she was trying not to get like freak out, but she wanted to. She's like, can you please, you know, tend to her? Can you please?
Yeah. Yeah. She was doing that things that family members do in the hospital room to show that they care the most, where they're like, why is she like this? Why is she just laying there like this? Can we get some, I don't know, maybe pillow?
Oh, pillow, that's good. Okay, why is she still laying down like this? I need to see the doctor. It's like, no, you don't. Just leave the doctors alone.
Let the doctor do his thing. And then Vicky, of course, goes into her, like, I want my friend's back voice, but she, like, modified it for a pillow. She's like, I just want to feel better. I just want a pillow. I just want that to be better. It's like, okay.
I just want a pillow in a glass dish with a fork and cheese on top. I pretend it's a casserole and I'll eat it. I pretend that people care. Please, I just want to be a minute.
So this is when Tamara pushes her way through. There's like, I mean, literally there's like a doctor, there's paramedics, there's Peggy, and then Tamara literally pushes her way through them, past them, and is like, all right, what's wrong, Vic? What's wrong? What's wrong? Come on, batch.
What? What is that, batch? What's wrong, batch?
I was supposed to start a fight tonight, batch. What's going on, batch?
She's got batch mutations, okay? It's like batch. She can't stop. It's just like our heartbeats.
batch. It's called Batch and the Wolf.
The doctor's like, this batch is no disease. I'm sorry. Thank you for coming. And Vicky's like, he goes, what's your condition called? And she's like, I don't know. My mom had it. Could you have someone call my Wiles?
That's my mom, what it is. Mom!
I think my condition's called casserolitis. It's what happens to your blood when you don't get a casserole from your friends because they just don't care enough.
And Peggy's like, doctor, may I see the doctor? Will you please take her, preferably in a helicopter with a neck brace? This is what she requests. It is her final request. Like, okay, calm down over there.
Can we? So how do we do sheets? Should we take comforter off? Put sheet up? Doctor, tell me something. We have to do something, doctor. Doctor!
Like, pillow. Doctor, do you have one of these neck pillows for when you are on the plane? I'm just asking.
Doctor's like, I think she's just stressed out. Why don't we get her like one of those stress balls?
No ball in Iceland. No ball in Iceland, doctor.
No ball in Iceland house.
So then Vicky's like, I don't want to go to the hospital. I'm good. Okay, I'm like, Vicky, you can't have a whole anxiety attack and be crazy and scare everyone and then be like, no, I'm good. Don't take me to the hospital. Like, if you're going to act this way, if you're going to subject yourself to an anxiety attack, if you're going to not sleep for 3 days and drink hard and then hike a glacier when you're above 50 and then your body shuts down, then you're going to go to the hospital.
Well, as someone who would do all of those things except the glacier part, yes, send me to the hospital. I mean, if I look like I'm dying, send me to the hospital. I would appreciate the electronic adjustable bed. You know, I'd love to put my feet up. Just send me. But now these ladies, of course, use it to get in fights with each other over silly things. Like Shannon standing by the door going, Vicky, oh, I had the same thing she has. I had them. And then there's a clip of Shannon going, oh, I had heart palpitations. And then Shannon's like, where's Peggy in there? That's what I want to know. Yeah. And Frederick is like, if you stay here, the doctor will not work. Sit down, shut up, and leave.
Yeah, he was getting furious because everyone was in there and the doctor was trying to like do all this stuff. And he was basically like, no speak while blood pressure. No speak while blood pressure, Coco.
They're lining up to yell at Kelly or yell at Vicky.
My favorite thing that emerged this episode was Kelly getting annoyed at Peggy because Peggy would be like, okay, everyone be quiet. Okay, Kelly, be quiet. And like, no, hey, let them do their job. Let them do their job, Peggy. No, Peggy.
No, I said I would call Steve. And Shannon's like, you can't call Steve. You can't do that. Kelly's like, just let them do their job, Peggy. And Lydia's like, let's pray.
Rub-a-dub-dub, thanks for the grub. Yay, God, I feel so much better. Nobleman!
Oh my God, you're all ridiculous.
So Peggy's sitting there, like, you know, her face full of tears, and Kelly's like, are you okay? Are you okay? Just being totally, like, so annoying,
I hate
Peggy.
Being bossed around. I just hate being bossed around. It's like, what are you, my daughter? That's how my daughter is with me.
Yeah, it's like what Jolie does. Like, hey, it's like, why do you keep telling me to be quiet all the time? I can talk. I'm my own person, Peggy. I love that now is when, you know, Kelly has her, you know, moment of, like, personal growth of empowerment. And I like that Shannon, meanwhile, she's still hovering around, like, offering her own medical insight. She's like, did they do an EKG in there? Maybe, like, do they have a portable one? Is that what they have? Because David, did you pack my EKG, my portable EKG? David,
Did you do the infamous popsicle test? Because that's how to diagnose a fake illness. Put a popsicle stick under Vicky's tongue and see if it melts. Okay.
40 to 50 negative heartbeats per second.
And so when Lydia comes in, I was cracking up because it's like all these doctors and guys going, "I'm police," over and over again. Like, you're not here to arrest anybody. And then when Lydia comes in, she's like, "Whose room is this? It's so nice, nobleman."
Yeah.
And then Peggy's like sobbing, but she's wearing a Rims t-shirt for her business.
Yeah.
Like, nothing like watching a lady pretend like she's super sad with a Rims shirt.
So Kelly is just getting really annoyed with Peggy and saying all this stuff about, like, "Gosh, I'm my own person, Peggy." And so Peggy's like, "You know what? I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to go there." And Lydia goes, "Go where?" And she goes, "Nowhere. I'm here."
And Lydia's like, "What?"
I like the I like how Peggy can switch from figurative to literal so quickly.
I love that no matter what any of these ladies say, Lydia's always totally confused. She's like, "Wait a minute, why?"
Well, Lydia's like, "What do you mean not going to go there? Like, what happened? Like, she didn't even say anything bad." And that's, and the fact that Peggy's like, "I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. Where should I go? I'm on trip."
Kelly, "I can't figure out Peggy. She wants to sweep in and be better than me. Vicky, I'm your best friend, okay?" And Tamara's like, "Oh my God, they're taking her to the vet hospital. Like, ugh. She doesn't need to go to the hospital, but whatever."
So they...
Vicky emerges. Vicky emerges in, like, a wheelchair from the room, and they've flung a robe on over her face, probably because this is a luxury resort of some sort, and they just don't want to scare away future clientele. They're like, "This cannot make it onto our Yelp page." So Vicky, this is kind of sort of like, okay, I'm going... This is continuing what's now become a tradition on these trips, which is that one cast member has to be absurdly masked by clothing in order to get into a mode of transportation. We must, of course, remember Ramona Singer getting onto a helicopter in Mexico wearing a scarf over her face like she's being taken to see El Chapo.
And Shannon's just mortified. She's like,
"Huh, why is that robe on her head? We're in Hotel Ringa, so you better put a robe on your head. The peps might take a picture of you."
Tamara's like, "Who is she, Michael Jackson?" Like, no, she's Blanket. Okay, God, Tamara, you can't even get your Michael Jackson jokes right.
Oh my God.
So then, of course, Tamara and Shannon are so supportive. Tamara's like, "Hey, doctor, she's drunk, okay? It's called you drunk." And Shannon's like, "Yeah, you're fine. You're just exhausted. It's not like somebody added 47 pounds onto you of stress." And Shanna's tattletaling. She's like, "She was out for 3 straight days. Glaciers, drinking. Hamburgers, someone's prom. Can you believe that? Who does that?"
Did you mention how Shannon said to the paramedics, "Can we expedite this? Can we expedite this?" Like his overnight delivery.
And then right after she says that, Vicky goes, "I'm fine, I'm fine." And Vicky goes, "We know you're fine." And Kelly goes, "We don't know you're fine, Vicky. You could have a heart attack."
Stop telling me what you're fine about, Vicky.
Oh,
so then,
God.
By the way, at this point, you
so
know,
funny.
At this point, you know, the producers have totally given up trying to make this seem serious because they have fully switched over to the clown circus music. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-
And Kelly's like, yeah, I would go to the... Oh, they decide to eat because Kelly's like, I'm hungry. Ugh, I'm going to eat. I'll go to the hospital maybe, but I have to eat first, okay? Yeah. And look, she's going to get to the hospital and they're going to have to do all this paperwork and they won't be done before apps, okay? I'm eating.
Yeah. So Peggy's like, these women are more interested in eating and drinking than going to hospital with Vicky. I'm like, Peggy, you should have seen last season. If you think this is bad, this is actually as kind as they can get.
Yeah, this is them being nice.
Yeah.
So and then Megan's like, do you think she's going to get okay care? And Kelly's like, socialized healthcare, it's free.
She's like, yeah. I mean, Bjork looks fine. So it's like 10 p.m. and Kelly and Megan are ordering their food. And Lydia's like, okay, the car's here, so... And Kelly's like, yeah, okay, well, why don't you go, and then we're going to eat our food, and then, like, you'll come back, and then we'll go there. I'll be like, we're on a shift. We're going on shifts. Shifts, shifts.
And Lydia's like, okay, well, I've got my trapper keeper, so I guess I'll go. It's like, why are you carrying a trapper keeper? Please stop making it sound like Nobleman is this humongous product project that you're actually making an effort towards.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not believing you.
So she goes off.
The waiter is, like, totally performing. He's like, oh, champagne. Every time he comes over, he's so excited. My favorite is when he comes later and he's like, I would like to present your eggs with my co-host. What would he say? My co-worker, my peer, my friend, Alamo, or whatever.
I remember when the chef himself came out and like presented something elaborately on the table. Because Shannon,
like, whatever.
Yeah, because Shannon and Tamara joined for dinner also. And meanwhile, Peggy's up in the room and she's calling Deco.
Oh! Ghost of Deco.
And she's like, I wanted to go with her, but they would not let me. I'm like, relax, Peggy. Just relax. So
he's like, what is it? She's like, babe, I'm okay. It is that my heart, Vicky's heart, was tingled and heavy. And I wanted to go, but they did not let me. Like, what kind of code language is this? And she's like, Deco gave me nothing but support and diamonds and Lamborghinis when cancer. So I need to not do that for Vicky, but also still be there. Yeah. And she's like, I need you to tell me what to do. Yeah. I do not want to jump without advice. He's like, I'm getting a helicopter. I'm bringing my oars and we will work this out. She's like, oh, Deco. In her rim shirt.
Yeah. So now it's like 10:30 p.m. Vicky has arrived at the hospital. And then meanwhile, over at the restaurant, now it's 11. So now they've been there for like an hour and 15 minutes. So to be fair, like, it'd be one thing if they're like, oh, can we just get a quick bite? But they are fully having a meal. And this like food arrives and Shannon, no, I'm sorry, a drink arrives. And Shannon goes, stunning!
How about when they go to the hospital? I'm like, could you guys at least pretend it's ER? I was expecting them to be like, bleep, bump, bump, bleep, bump, bleep, bump, bump, bleep, bump. Like, will Vicky live? Will she die? But no, it's like no music, and they're wheeling Vicky in like this.
And the doctor was wearing Shannon's horned hat. I was like, wow, they really do wear those.
It's like no one's taking it seriously at all.
So they're at the restaurant, they're still eating, and Shannon's like, I would like some cod, but I'd like it very, very, very well done. I'm like, Shannon, who orders very, very, very well done fish? What are you doing to yourself?
And then she's like, here, cheers to good health, and to, oh, Vicky, oh, God, what a shame.
Yeah.
What a shame. What a terrible shame that she can't be here to ruin this dinner with her insulting ways.
Unfortunately, Vicky is not here to lie to us about something new tonight because she is lying to the doctors in the hospital. Cheers.
Here lies Vicky Gumbelson's plate, not used because she's in the hospital. What a shame. What a shame. What a shame.
So Tamara and Shannon are both... Tamara's like, she was convulsing. I'm like, why is she scared? Like, what the hell? And Shannon's like, she was dizzy. Really? Dizzy? And Kelly's like, she was nauseous, okay?
They're
all like fighting while they're eating their really super well done cod.
Exactly.
And Shannon's like, all right, well, I guess we're gonna have to go, aren't we? And Kelly's like, we're going in shifts. And she's like, well, I think you'll remember last year she made strong allegations about us not going to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, because now Shannon's using this as a way to turn it against Kelly, because last year, of course, when they went to Glamis, they overturned a car and Vicky had to be, you know, like airlifted to a hospital with like a neck brace on. And then Shannon and Megan were like, huh, you know, so everyone was like, what is wrong with you two? So now Shannon's trying to be like, hey, it's funny because Mavicky's in the hospital and where's Kelly? I'm like, the difference is that Kelly's still planning to go to the hospital. The issue is not that she's being slow about it. The issue is that she still is planning to go. If she has the opportunity to go, she still is planning to do it, you know? And it's also, yeah, as Kelly mentioned, she's like, gosh, Shannon, the car turned over in Glamis. This just has like a bad oyster or something.
It was no joke. And she's like, oh, well, don't accuse me of saying things were a joke that I didn't say were a joke.
She's like, well, me and Megan were severely criticized and blah, blah, blah. And so Megan's like, oh, Kelly, should you go check on Peggy?
And she's like, I'm enjoying myself. I'm eating.
So Peggy comes down to the restaurant and, you know, she has her jacket on and her nose is like post-sniffle. And she's just like, I'm going to hospital. And they're like, okay. Kelly's like, well, just give me 5 minutes. I'm eating my dinner. I'm going to come with you. We're taking shifts. And Peggy's like, no, I go now. And she's like, come on, Peggy, just hold on. So then Kelly gets back.
She's like, go in 2 seconds. I'm going. And then she eats slowly.
And then she eats slowly and starts like joking with the other women about something. Peggy's like, okay. I go. And she's like, gosh.
If you have to feed your tummy before you see your friend, you are selfish.
Okay, Peggy. I talked to Deco and Deco said go. And she's like, you don't have to go just because your husband said to. Ghost Deco?
Actually, that was my colon reacting to this maybe not so well done cod. I asked for it well done and it was just medium.
So Peggy's like, I'm not going to disrespect my husband when he said go. And then Kelly's like, well, if he tells you to jump, are you going to say how high? And she's like, he wouldn't tell me to jump. And Kelly's like, it's an analogy.
She's like, I listened to him and he listened to me. Coco, listen to no one. Maybe if you listened to your husband, you would have a good marriage.
It's like, oh no, throwing down the gauntlet, saying that Kelly doesn't. Oh yeah, Kelly divorced her husband. Yeah. Carry on. And then Kelly's like, I would never want to be that. My mom told me to get a job. So, and then everyone's like, so no man tells you what to do.
Yeah.
Nice work, cast.
Exactly.
So Lydia calls them. She's like, hi, hope you got your calamari rings. Vicky's on the phone.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm waiting for my blood results. They did EKG. They tested me for cancer, AIDS, chlamydia, black plague. I don't know.
I have them all. I have leprosy, so I hope you guys enjoy my hand. It's going to be falling off tomorrow.
Wait. I just turned into a pillar of salt. Can you still hear me?
I have some bad news. They've diagnosed me with restless leg syndrome. Turns out my legs just can't stay still. I'm sorry. It's my challenge. It's my struggle.
Oh, wait. I just got a card from someone named Charlie Horse. No, it's my test coming back. I've got a Charlie Horse, too. I'm dying.
The tests are in, and I'm afraid to say I have what they are commonly call a hangnail. It's very painful. Not sure if I'll ever survive again.
So the doctor over here was looking at my belly button. And he told me it wasn't supposed to be inside like that. They call it itty. So, I mean, I have to get it taken out. I have to get my belly button taken out. It's on the inside.
It has lint. There's lint in there. It's gathering lint.
So Shannon's like, ha, huh, well, Vicky, word of warning, Peggy's on her way to see you.
You better cheer her up because she seems sad. Unlike us, we're also happy. We're having a great time. Great time. Kelly loves her food.
Oh, she's like, I don't even like you, and I'm going to get you to try and turn on Peggy right now just to show that I can.
Anyway, we sent a special order of fermented shark to you. Enjoy. Bye.
Enjoy your black death. So Megan's like, hey, guys. I think I'm going to bring her PJs because they cut to when Vicky was like, that one brought me clothes. And Tamara's like, should we take her a casserole, Matt? Should we take her a casserole? A casserole? Anybody hear me? I said, you want to take her a casserole?
Megan's like, yeah. Hey, do you guys have a casserole? And I was actually surprised they did. I thought like casseroles might be like an American thing. And I thought the waiter was going to be like, what is casserole? But they were like, yeah, we can do that. We've had enough dumb Americans come through here asking for casseroles that were pretty well equipped for it.
Tamara's like, she's never sent me a casserole, just throwing it out there. And Vicky's like, diagnosis, elevated blood pressure. The combo of FUD, SUD, drinks, winks, being hated by everybody, no casseroles. Has to be elevated blood pressure. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
I just want some love in an elevator. I don't know. I was going to try to make some sort of like love in an elevator, elevated blood pressure joke. And then I realized it's just going to go in a strange place and I'm just not going to do it. Not on Halloween. So
show me by poker face.
I'm in a bad romance. Okay. When I get back, I want applause. So Lydia's like, I feel like her diagnosis was Vicky. Like even in Iceland, they're like, you got a case of the Vickies. which I thought was kind of funny.
That's what the episode was called, The Case of the Vickies. So Vicky's leaving the hospital, and she's like, yeah, I thought it was Dyke. And Lydia's like, well, it's scary. Your mind is a scary thing. Like, literally, your mind, Vicky, is a scary thing.
Literally, yeah. Yours is scary. It's like upside down Iceland. You know, Iceland's all beautiful mountains and water, but if you turn it upside down, it gets very scary looking, like teeth.
So Steve FaceTimes, and he's like, hey, it's me, Padre Lopez. How you doing over there? Peggy didn't tell me you're already in the van. She's like, yeah, well, I got blood thinners for the clot in my leg, but I thought I was dying. How am I going to get home if I'm dying? And he's like, they could have put a rope on your leg and dragged it behind El Plano. A little insensitive, Steve, sir.
She liked it. She was laughing.
Yeah, she did. She's like, oh, yeah, rope. That's funny.
He's like dragging in the air. So then Vicky gets back to the hotel at like 1 a.m. and they're like, Vicky, look, we got you a casserole. And she's like, thank you. And Megan goes, it's a casserole, which for some reason cracked me up. Like, yes, Megan, you guys just said it was a casserole. I don't know why.
She's like, get it. And Shannon's like, I even asked for a pan, like a casserole. And Tamara's like, it's a casserole.
Yeah, it's a casserole.
And Shannon's like, and as Megan said, it's a gesture. Look, we get credit for this now, okay?
A jester casserole. Enjoy. Would you like some extra salt?
Kelly's like, we're going to eat the casserole in shifts. In shifts. In shifts.
And Vicky does not even get offended that they're blatantly making fun of her. She's like, good, finally. That's what you do when you're sick. You give people casseroles.
When you're sick, I don't think you want to have a casserole. I think it's more like if someone dies, God forbid, you get a casserole. But if you're sick, I think you want someone to bring you orange juice.
Well, that's all Vicky needed. It like healed every demon inside of her. She's like, I'm a new woman. Woohoo.
It really did fix everything.
It did. Now, I have to say, what the fuck, cameraman? I know it's late at night and you guys have busy lives over there in Iceland, but why in the world would you have one person on a handycam filming for the rest of the night? Well, everybody else went to bed? What the hell?
I'm assuming there was some sort of like overtime rules where basically the cameramen were not allowed, like they had to be like excused for the day. And so like probably the producers were sitting there with their cell phones and recording the whole thing because now they were in Shannon's penguin room or puffin room, and they were there and they're all just like hanging out. It's 1:45 in the morning. They're all drinking and everyone's like, sort of like, I can't believe Vicky's drinking now after she just got back from the hospital with elevated blood pressure. But of course it's Vicky, so you know.
Yeah, and Shannon's always trying to catch Vicky in some crime. She's like, well, I find it interesting that right after the hospital, Vicky comes to eat noodles and drink champagne in my room. What kind of sick person does that?
We can take the girl out of Andalays. We can't take the Andalays out of the girl. There's the Caliente sign in here. So
you guys, I found out that Andalays is still inside me. Get it out! Get it out!
It's so much better than on time. Get it?
Andalays. I got so many things taken out of me in my colonic, but Andalays wouldn't fit. Get it out! Get it out! So then this turns into drunk ass middle of the night talking. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's when Tamara like really feels things, for better or for worse.
Well,
usually
like you
for
always
worse.
Say she's a possum face, and possums are nocturnal.
Yes. And she's sitting kind of on a dumpster lid. No, she's not. But she's like, okay, the hospital put things in perspective. Like, now that Vicky's almost dead again, we can have a conversation, bitch. Okay. I love your rules.
Yeah. When Vicky is close to death, you can, like, suddenly, like, your heart softens and you're able to hear her side of the story.
She's like, but you know what? I never would have said that about Eddie because I love him. And, like, I love my daughter's marriage, you know? And, like, I don't want feet on the couch. Is that so wrong? There, I said it. She's like, what are you even talking about, Vicky? And Tamara's like, and Kelly's like, yeah, she didn't do it. And Tamara's like, stop talking, Kelly. Could you imagine if I spread rumors about Steve? And Vicky's like, what? He's a Lopez? It's true. It's true. He's part Mexican, which is why he won the sheriff spot. She's like, shut up! Yeah. Tamara starts getting so mad because Kelly won't stop sticking up for her.
Yeah, because Vicky, you know, because Vicky will not say that she was spreading rumors. It's the same thing again where she's like, I wasn't spreading rumors. I was just repeating what I had said, all that stuff. And Kelly's like, you don't want to hear the truth, Tamara. And Tamara just does her that's my opinion voice. She goes, Kelly! I can't even do it because I'm afraid. You know what? It's my last day here. I'll scream as loud as I want and annoy all my neighbors. Attention, please. Tamara, I'm about to do it. I don't know.
I literally sat back. I was like, okay.
I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I've ever yelled. I don't know if I've ever done a true Tamara voice. But I'm like, utterly nervous. But Tamara's like, Kelly, you don't even know what we're talking about. Actually, I think I did Vicky voice. That's fine.
She and Vicky sound the same to me, and Shannon, when they all just lose it and they start screaming at the top of their voice.
Yeah.
This is between A, B, and C, your way out of it.
I was like, my God, she has really learned how to fight with Kelly. She's just going to throw 90 sayings at her. Kelly was like totally stopped by that. She's like, oh my God, that was actually really, really creative, Tamara.
And Kelly has like, her voice is like in a super Kelly mode right now, you know, where it like elongates like sounds. She's like, you don't understand. No, you don't get it. You don't get it. You don't understand. And then Shannon's like, Kelly, do you want me to stand behind Tamara? Because I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll stand behind her, but only for a limited amount of time because then I need to sit.
I'll stand behind her like the McRib for a couple of months until I feel like an idiot and people start saying that's disgusting, in which case I will sit back down again.
Speaking of which, when is Monopoly coming back? I always love a good excuse to go to McDonald's. That's actually a question more from me, Ben Mandelker, than it is from Shannon.
No, I feel like the entire listening audience was just like, when does Monopoly come back?
Well, it used to be in the fall, but they moved it, and now it's like, because actually, I think McRib comes back in November. I think like mañana is McRib time. But McRib is I don't like McRib. The McRib.
Well, you know, just like the McRib keeps coming back and tasting worse, slightly worse and worse every year, so does this same old Tamara and Vicky argument. Because it's always like some drunken thing towards the end of the season where Tamara's just screaming and pretending to sob, and she's like, you know,
I hear stuff about Steve.
And Vicky's like, "Then why don't you say something?" She's like, "Because that's not my style. It's not my style to say something about other people's husbands, bitch." Like, you are so ridiculous.
Yeah. And Vicky's like, "Yeah, but you did about Brooks." I was like, "Zing!" And then they show like the whole like montage of Tamara talking shit about Brooks. But to be fair, Tamara has a pretty decent counter argument, which is like, "I didn't start rumors, bitch. He was shady. He was lying, and I was protecting you. I was protecting you, Becca. I was protecting you. I was protecting you. I was protecting you. I like that all her, like, emotional cues seem to come from Jurassic Park. You know, like, little girl in the car. He left us. He left us.
She's like,
I was your friend, and I just wanted the best, man.
Why did you throw the flare? Why?
That's all I could think of from Jurassic Park.
She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Why did you leave us alone in that kitchen with the velociraptors, Vicky? Why? Why? Why did you tell me Jeff Goldblum was so tall, bitch? I just still don't understand chaos theory. Why, Vicky? Why? What is chaos theory? What does the drop of water on your knuckle have to do with chaos theory, Vicky? Why?
The Big Bang Theory? What a cute show. They're all going to have jobs one day. All those kids. I'm telling you right now. Smart kids. Smart kids. I swear on all of the kids in the Big Bang Theory that I would never do that to you. Because, you know, I like a family to me. And Tamara's like, you are like a family. I fight for you. I fight for you. And you chose him over me.
and now at this point, Vicky's like playing with Tamara's hair, like stroking it in this weird way, and Vicky's like oddly calm, and she's like, I didn't choose. No, she's like, I didn't choose. No. Why do we have to make choices with people? And like, it's sort of frustrating because I actually think Tamara has a right to this, to be like, she just wants Vicky to be like, you were right. That's all she wants Vicky to say. That's the crux of this. And Vicky can't say it because Vicky's like, I never make her choose between Eddie and me. I'm like, it's not about choosing between people. It's that you believed Brooks over your best friend and Brooks was shady and that was fine. But now that you've learned the truth, you should say to your best friend, oh yeah, you were right.
Yeah. And also that Tamara's just blatantly saying it out loud. She's like, just say you're sorry. Vicky's like, well, you know, I said it 6 months ago. And then all the girls are like the audience booing and like awing. They're like, boo, no, you didn't. You didn't do it right. She's like, but I did. All right, let me put it this way. I would slit Brianna's in the face if it meant keeping you, Tamara. It's like, whoa, Vicky. No. She just starts like making all these, I loved you forever. I swear on my mommy, my daddy,
everybody, I swear on the entire world, big boy. I swear on Jesus. It's
like, okay, okay, Vicky. So the Thames...
But then she just lies again. She's like, I never did anything.
And then there's like this weird moment that was very much like Mike Lee, Secrets and Lies, and where basically Tamara's like, I just want Vicky to say that. I just want you to say that I was right. And I don't know if you could do it. And Vicky's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And then Tamara just starts bawling into Vicky's shoulder. I was like, what is happening
so
here?
Funny.
And then Kelly in the background. Wait, and Kelly in the background. They're like Tamara is bawling. And Kelly in the background goes, aw, that is so sweet.
Yeah, she's like, aw, you guys. Yeah.
And then they're all rooting them on.
It's like, well, they're almost all rooting them on. Because then it cuts to Shannon. She's like, what I am watching right now is making me sick to my stomach. Although that may be that underdone cad.
Megan's like, I'm really tired, but you want me to try and burp you?
Actually, yes, I would like that.
Oh.
Ow!
You're heavy.
Ow! Ow!
There, there.
Ow!
There, there.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
So Shannon is just furious, right? But she's like, well, now I can't yell at Vicky because they're both crying together like a couple of idiots. So she's like,
Tamara has never been a real friend. Vicky has never been a real friend to Tamara, ever. Oh, I've been a real friend, and you know it, Megan. I started real friend. fucking liar.
Shut the eyes. Just. She's just like getting angrier and angrier, and Megan is basically somehow soothing her, like enough to be like contained. And meanwhile, Vicky and Tamara are still like having some sort of Lilith Fair moment where they're like hugging and crying and brushing each other's hair. And then Vicky's like, we never should have lost your friendship over a man. And Shannon's like, and Vicky's like, you, Shannon, and Heather were all pushing me out, calling me a con woman and liar. And Tamara's like, I'm sorry. And then finally, Shannon just can't even deal with it anymore. She goes, fucking liar.
Tamara calls me crying every week.
And Vicky's like, well, Shannon looks at me like a wedge between her and Tamara. And you know, Shannon hates wedges. So she sent it back to the kitchen. It's like she can't take it. So I'm an iceberg lettuce salad shaped into a triangle. Don't be mad at me. Be mad at the salad.
I actually was wrong because Shannon did not explode when she was saying fucking liar. She actually was saying it more like fucking liar, fucking liar, fucking liar. Yes. Because then Vicky was still – so I apologize, everyone, for the inaccuracy of my impersonation. Because then Vicky was saying, Tamara, I've known you for a decade. I met you when I was 45. That's 54 backwards. I said you were like family. Don't hurt me. I won't hurt you. And then that's when Shannon explodes. She goes, Vicky, you do it every week.
She calls me crying every single day because of something you said, Vicky, once a week at least. How could she?
And Shannon is just losing it and frankly looking like a nutcase over on that other couch. And Megan's just like, oh my God, I'm out of milk. What do I do? Where's Tamara, my cousin?
Tamara is also looking crazy because she's now like curled up in a fetal position, having like a dry silkwood shower at Peggy's feet. Like, I don't know what trauma Tamara's going. I think she just loves getting drunk and just having one of these deep cries. You know? Because I don't know if anything's really been resolved. But
she's like, my work here is done. And then Vicky is, instead of fighting with Shannon, she's like, well, Shannon, friends could learn. Because we're good people, so we learn how to grow, and then we grow. But, like, I've never had a vindictive bone in my entire body. Like, not even once. So, woohoo to me, woohoo to my bones, woohoo to my body, which just had my belly button taken out, so gotta go. And Shannon's like, I'm not having this conversation after you've been in the hospital, Vicky, because God forbid what you will say about me if I attacked you after you almost died again.
Yeah. Like, Shanna's so pissed, and she's like, well, gotta call Steve, because I got a man who loves me, and he's super worried about me. Gotta hear how he possibly will tie me to some moving transportation to get me home. Bye.
Then did you notice that somewhere in the middle here, while Tamara was bawling, the music got, like, serious, like, got very sort of intensely inspirational, where it was like dun 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 dun, and then there was, like, a chorus in the background going, oh, and then all of a sudden just ended? Like, it was like, oh, it's like, we're finally making a breakthrough. And it's like, dun, da, dun, da, da, oh, dun, da, dun, da, dun, da, dun, dun, dun. It's like, what was that music cue?
This episode had some killer music the whole way through.
Yeah. So
So Shannon is crying. Tamara hugs
now,
Shannon.
Yeah, now Tamara has to go console Shannon. the real victim in this somehow.
Yeah,
I can't believe like, you would come into the puffin room and cry like that.
You don't understand. For me to see Tamara cry with Vicky, I'm upset. Because now Tamara will compare me to Vicky and say that she didn't realize what a good friend Vicky was until I was here and they were together and then I was crying and the Vicky wasn't crying. You're not going to understand. You just won't understand.
I was like, you're crazy. You're talking cray-cray.
Yeah, she's literally like, you don't understand. Because I'm sitting here, I'm looking at Tamara, and she's and I see her with Vicky. Oh, you're not even listening anyway. Never mind. Killing Megan, I'm not even listening to me.
What it's like, remember when Peggy tried to boss me around?
So, now, so the next morning, it's like, ba-dum, da-dum-dum, da-dum, da-dum-dum, da-dum-dum, Bible in a Latte, the Lydia McLaughlin story.
She's like, because Lydia, we should mention, missed all of this.
Yes, to go get some sleep, you know. Now she's just like chilling in one of her witch hats, just, you know, reading the Bible.
Yeah,
having a latte, you know, as as one does when they're on vacation.
So Lydia goes into Kelly's room, and Kelly's like, oh my God, you don't even know what you missed last night. Peggy was bossing me around. I'm like, really, that's what it was? She's like, oh yeah, Peggy. God, she just keeps on correcting me. It's like she's my mom. It's just like, really, Peggy? Like, why?
Oh, wait, you're the smartest person in the room? What are you, Jolie? Like, seriously? Who are you? You're not my mom. And then they show a clip with the handy cam the night before where she tells Peggy, Cállate. That means shut the fuck up in Spanish.
And then Peggy's like, if that makes you feel better to say those things and keep saying it, that wants you to feel better. And Kelly's like, ah, I will trump you day after day after day after day. And Peggy's like, what is Trump? And she's like, and she said she got into UCLA.
Why are you talking about the vote for Trump sign in front of Vicky's house? What had this to do?
But the thing that probably really pissed off Peggy, at least from what we saw on TV, because I'm sure there was much, much more, was that Kelly, so basically, I guess Peggy proposed, like, I'm going to have my husband call your husband. So Kelly's like, oh, really? Really? My husband called your husband? Like, how about my dad calls your dad? We'll do that. Which is her way of alluding to, like, when you're a little kid. It's like, I'm going to have my mom call your mom. She's like, I'm going to have my dad call your dad. And Peggy's like, what did you say? What did you say? Because I don't think Kelly was aware that Peggy's dad died. And it was, like, very traumatic for her, as it should be for most people, you know? So yeah. Peggy starts to flip out, and you're like, oh.
She's like, what you say about my dad?
I was, like, secretly happy, only because it's been a while since we saw Kelly really step in it. It's kind of, that's, like, one of my favorite things is when Kelly does that.
Yeah. And Tamara shows up in her wood flip-flops, and she's trying to be, like, fun Tamara because she already had her crying thing. So she's like, ha-ha, bitch, I'm done. Everyone's going to like me again. And Kelly's like, dude, what is that? The walk of shame? They're so stupid. And then she gives her juice, and Kelly's like, is this electrolytes? Are you sure it's not your pee from last night? And of course, it turns out that Tamara peed again last night all over herself.
She peed.
And
she's yeah, sorry.
And she's still wearing the same pants.
Yeah.
And Lydia's horrified.
And also, Tamara's in blackface right now, we should mention. And so Tamara's like talking about like her feelings about moving on with Vicky and like, you know, Batch, we're not going to be, like, best friends overnight, but I feel like we're in a new place, and we can just start over. I'm sick of being negative. I just want to be positive. I'm like, you're in blackface right now, and this is just very distracting.
And then Lydia, of course, is like, well, Shannon is a Tamara's ear, and now Tamara's like a hand puppet. And then she's like, ba ba ba, and then Tamara's like, ba ba ba. And then Shannon's like, ba ba ba, and then that's it. Okay, well, thanks for the hand puppet show, Lydia. Thanks. Glad you're still here.
So then Vicky and Tamara are like, see each other in the hallway, and they like give each other a big hug. I was actually happy to see this. I know people just hate Vicky, but like, this is what we love. This I like when Vicky and Tamara are friends, and it makes me happy.
Yeah, it's way
that
better
friends.
When they're being terrible together. You know, yeah. You have like someone to root for.
Exactly. So then they're like,
they do the don't be mean hug, because after they fight, after every huge horrible fight they have, they each tell each other, don't be mean. Yeah, don't be mean to me, bitch. Don't be mean to me, Tamara. Okay, yeah, you don't be mean to me, bitch. Yeah, okay, promise on your daughter Brianna that you're not going to be mean to me. Okay, you promise too, bitch.
Promise on your gay husband you won't be mean to me, bitch. So then Vicky's like, so is everything okay over here? And she's like gesturing to Peggy's door. They're like, I don't know. So then they like knock on the door, and Vicky's like, tell her you're sorry. And Tamara's like, for what, batch? And he's like, I don't know. Just tell her you're sorry. I've been doing this a long time.
Feels good. I'm sure you've heard a couple.
Yeah. So Peggy does not answer the door. They're like, huh. So like something must be wrong with Peggy. So we go to a commercial. And when we come back from the commercial, it's like they're showing stock footage of Iceland, like Iceland, Iceland, Iceland. And they do that like below deck thing, /24, where there are all these different panels. And then this panel of Megan King Edmonds breastfeeding just like slides in and it like lands with a thud. It's like, whoomp. It's like, whoa. It's like a very aggressive transition into Megan breastfeeding.
Because the music is like, da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's like rock music. And then it like stops on Megan breastfeeding. It just stops.
Did you notice that she just like slides in, but it, like her, the frame like falls in. It goes like from top to bottom. So it like just, it's like it's a vertical wipe, as they say, a vertical slide. She's just like, and this like music comes in like,
so perfect.
Like, you were having fun, weren't you? Well, guess what? Here's Megan.
So they're getting ready to go for the day. They're going shopping. And Vicky's like, wait, everybody's okay that we're just going to leave Peggy? I mean, I need everybody to say it so it's not just me. Like, I don't want to get blamed for it later because, like, I feel bad about leaving anybody because I know what it feels like. Remember the other day when those menus were thrown and they didn't hit me in the face? I was like, thank God, that's a first.
I was so excited that it elevated my blood pressure.
I would like to thank everybody here for being my friend again and not giving me a stroke. Okay, let's go. let's just leave it. So Peggy won't even not only not answer, but won't say anything. So I don't know if she's dead or whatever. And Tamara's like, she just needs a timeout, bitch. So they decide to just go shopping without her.
Yeah. And Kelly is still just annoyed at Peggy, which is continues to be my new favorite thing. Like, why does she want to stay in her room?
She's like, my trigger is people trying to control me, all right? Like, from my grandfather to my mother to Michael to Jolie to the people who tell me I have to pay my taxes. One time I got up to a stop sign, and I was like, fuck you, you misogynist.
One time I went to Great Adventure and they were like, put on your seatbelt. I was like, no, fuck you. So I went on the Great American Scream Machine and I got hurled out of it, almost decapitated my head, and it was worth it. So Megan, they get to this like town. I don't know if they're in Reykjavik or whatever, but wherever they get to, and they're walking around, and Megan goes, it feels like a fishing town. I know it is, but it feels like it. I was like, great, you should write for voters.
You should write for the New Yorker.
Yeah, are you the representative of the Lonely Planet?
So they're taking pictures of all this stuff, and they see a big witch. And Tamara's like, look, there's hair on the chin, bitch. And Vicky's like, does that remind you of something? And they all start laughing because they used to make fun of Shannon's beard. And Shannon's like, are you saying it reminds you of me? Ha! Oh, God, Vicky! Oh, Vicky!
I can have fun too at my own expense, even though I never really had any chin hairs. I thought it was sort of like a wild accusation, if you ask me. But you know, I can laugh at these falsehoods that you promote here because I am fun. I have a good time. Fun time. I don't mind that you lie about me incessantly for your own gain. I don't mind. It's great. Top of the morning to you. Is that a buffalo? Is that a buffalo in New York over
it's
there?
It's a puppy.
Take me with you, buffalo. Take me with you.
So in the store, they go into the store. Wait, and everyone's
before
like,
the, before the store, before the store. Beautiful. Before the store, you have to mention the fact that as they're walking along on the street, Kelly goes, hey, Tamara, be careful of Thailand. Bangkok! And then just, like, slaps Tamara in the groin. Just, like, whacks her. Tamara's like, batch, that was funny. It hurt a lot, but it was funny, batch.
I can't wait until I get to accuse you of breaking my vagina next year. Batch!
So they go to the store, and everyone's like, wow, beautiful cat, batch! And they decide that they're all going to get those fur headband things. And Tamara's like, how about our fur friendship hats? Okay, bitch. We'll just get like, we'll get it for everybody. And then Shannon's like, well, I want to get one for Peggy because, you know, she's accusing me of doing things that I never did. And I just want to, oh, I'd like to see her accuse me of doing something nice for once.
And then Vicky's like, oh, I like this. My mother gave me one of these when she died. And everyone's like,
not sure. I took it right off of her head. I mean, she didn't give it to me, but she did wear it. And then I took it off of her head. You know, like, what's she going to do with it? She's inside of a wall. It's very warm in there. It's very well insulated.
I thought it was funny that, you know, because Lydia does not like Shannon. So she's just going to, like, poke at her. And she's like, so, isn't it funny? Isn't it nice how, like, Vicky and Tamara are getting along? And Shannon's like, well, you know, it's a trip. It's a trip. You know, like, because you want to, people act nice on a trip, but, you know, you go back to your hotel room and you remember all the terrible things that you did. And here lies Shamdor, killed by Vicky Gunnelson's deceit.
Sitting in that penguin room, those little puffins, I remember what Vicky's up to and what she's really doing. But, okay, it's a trip. So it's a trip right now. So I'm just going to have fun.
That penguin room, it's a good reminder that when it comes to Vicky Gunnelson, things are pretty much black and white. So,
and she's got her fur thing pulled all the way down, so it's like half covering her eyes.
And she does.
And Lydia's like, "Well, let's have fun." And she's like, "Oh, that is my plan, there, Lydia, because this is Trip Shannon, and it is fun."
And she's just like, I love when Shannon puts on her, like, I'm so angry right now that you're asking me about this, but I'm gonna smile anyway because she did to Peggy at Peggy and Deco's anniversary. She's like, I'm having a great time. Great, 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 wonderful time. I hope she didn't do that at our show.
She's probably back there like, fuck those two. So they take the van back to the hotel, and they decide they're going to go get a friendship hotspot. So Vicky's like, Lydia, you got to open up now. And there's still no answer. And I like that there's like a Bible leather bookmark or whatever as the privacy thing. So Lydia's like, can I take this? She's like, now listen here, Lydia, you've been doing this all day and all night. You can't just not respond.
And Peggy, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, they show another flashback because Peggy's still mad at what Kelly said. And
well, Peggy goes, last night was the worst night in my life. Really?
It was like Coco playing ball and never leaving house.
Because Kelly said, you're a fucking idiot. I hope my daughter never, ever, ever grows up to be like that. Something like that.
And then it cuts back to Peggy, and she goes, they laughed. And yes. Then it cuts back to Tamara on the floor laughing her ass off.
Like, like a shrew. It was like appropriate for Halloween. Was that correct? And Kelly Peggy, said that, right? About your opinion. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and then Peggy's like, why would I want to be around creatures like that? So Lydia's like, you're upsetting us. She's like, I am here. She's like, well, you've had all day.
I need time to self. I talk in bit. No ball in house, Coco.
I am mourning my phone, which just commits suicide.
I am in here with Ghost of Deco.
Sorry. You snuck that up on me. I'd be like, oh, God, switch applications.
Well, what a fun Halloween episode, Ben.
Oh, my goodness. It was so fun. I hope everyone is safe and sound on their Halloween journeys today. Trick or treat and be safe and be careful of razors in your apples. Just kidding. That never happens. And who wants an apple anyway? So
I'm kidding. Just cut your apple first. Save the razor. Those things are getting expensive.
Yeah, batch. I'm going to go celebrate Halloween by not doing anything. So there's that. Because I wasn't invited to anything. That's right, everyone. I'm putting it out there. I was not invited to any Halloween shit this year. Except I watched a Stranger Things 2 thing. Actually, no, Little Shop of Horrors. I feel like our Little Shop of Horrors adventure counts as a Halloween activity. So we did that.
Yeah. That's right. I already went to Halloween parties. I went to Little Shop of Horrors. I did good. I think I celebrated enough. This is how I'm going to celebrate tonight. Reading a book in my bed with the Baby Ruth.
And it's going to be about the history of Baby Ruth. I think I may go to Korean barbecue. We'll see.
Everybody, we sure do love you. Hope you're having fun out there, your little treats.
Yeah.
And tricks.
And tricks.
We will talk to you.
Dress like a trick and have some treats.
We will talk to you tomorrow with Real Housewives of Dallas.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.